Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366.
Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Are you still there? If you are satisfied with your message,
Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so it's the best radio show on the planet. And I welcome you to today's show. We have all kind of activities on the show today. We have music, we have comedy, we have news, sports, all kind of things. It's a regular radio show. But like I said, it's the best radio show on the planet. So, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's a little windy, but it's not exactly cold. It's getting cool and it's getting warmer as the days go on. It's getting closer to being spring weather because we've already flung forward with the time. So now it's a matter of just getting the days organized so we can have longer days and better ways to deal with the weather situation. They're saying it's going to rain in Las Vegas. They've been talking about the rain for several days, but we haven't had much rain, not at least on the central part of Las Vegas. Maybe we had some rain on the south side of Vegas, but it hasn't been any in the north side or on the west side of Vegas. So we're just expecting to get a few drizzles today. Probably tonight after about 5 or 6 o'clock, we may have a little rain. We have rain advisories are reported by the weatherman. But as of right now, we haven't had any rain. It's a little windy, and it's about 60 degrees today, so it's not real cold, but it's not real warm either. It's just an average day in Las Vegas. This is the best time of year to come to Vegas, except if you come this time of year, you got to make sure you bring your rain gear with you, because it's possible that you could pull up in during the rainy weather. So, you know, I'm saying, enjoy your trip to Vegas, because it's a good place to come. It's the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm so happy to be here in Vegas, putting it down on the radio, telling you about everybody that's performing in Vegas. Okay, now let me tell you, we got Chris Rock coming and performing at the Wynn Casino. He'll be there the 1st of April. And then you have Boyz II Men that's performing at the Mirage, which is right next to Caesar's Palace. And that's on the Strip. And they will be there in the month of April. And we got some other entertainers coming and performing. We got the Jonas Boys. The Jonas Brothers are coming, and they're performing on the Strip somewhere. I can't think of the location of the, I think it's the Planet Hollywood. I think it's where they're performing. And I can't think of anybody else that's performing in Vegas right now. Celine Dion is coming, and I think she's going to do her residency at Caesar's Palace. So she's getting ready to spend about 2 or 3 months here in Vegas. So she's getting ready. J-Lo was supposed to be doing a residency here in Vegas, and she was going to get started in January of 2020. So I think she's going to be starting, and she's going to be doing weekends, but I'm not sure where her location is going to be. So that's all I can tell you for right now. So, since it's Monday, let's talk XFL sports.
We are XFL. We are XFL. We are XFL.
Yeah, what's up, DJ Papa D? What do you have for us today? We just had week number 6 in the XFL football season. So, what were the results of this week's game? How about Saturday? We had 2 games on Saturday. So, what 2 games played, and how did we do?
Well, unfortunately, all the XFL games are canceled over the weekend, and pretty much everything else is being shut down or canceled or postponed, even those events that you announced just a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, they've been having some college basketball games. They've been playing this weekend. Purdue played somebody, Texas, this weekend. And Maryland played somebody this weekend. So they had a couple of basketball games, college basketball games. And then they had an NBA game played this weekend. It was, I think, Louisiana. Flamingos. I think that's what their team is called. I think they played this weekend. So, but all the other teams in the NFL, I mean in the XFL and the NBA, all those teams have postponed the season because of the virus. The virus is taking out all the entertainment all across the country, around the world. So that's all I can say. I guess we have no XFL football to talk about for this week because they didn't play last week. I was wondering why. I was looking all on the TV set trying to find the game, and I couldn't find none of the games. I could find basketball, and I could find golf, and they had all kind of golf tournaments on. I was really surprised they had so many channels with golf, but it was no, it wasn't any NBA basketball, and it was just a couple of college basketball games. So we had a real slow weekend for sports. In fact, they had a mixed martial arts, wrestling, fighting matches. They had a couple of those on TV this weekend. So other than that, I don't think there was much of anything in the sport for last week.
Well, I mean, I can tell you that I'm looking at the CBS Sports webpage now, and they're saying that the NBA suspended regular season indefinitely on March 11th. That was last Wednesday. College basketball, the NCAA canceled the 2020 Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments. So that's been shut down. I don't really know what you saw. The Summer Olympics haven't been canceled yet, but they're still trying to determine if they're going to do that, and we'll probably hear about that soon. Major League Baseball has canceled the remainder of spring training and is pushing back the start of the regular season at least 2 weeks. And the regular season was originally scheduled to start on March 26th, but that's not going to happen. National Hockey League announced last Thursday, that they're pausing their season, 2019-2020 season, effective immediately. That was last Thursday.
Are they shutting down the NHL, or they just postponed it? They pushed the season back because they had already been playing. So they're just
Announced on March 12th that it's pausing the 2019-2020 season. It's pausing.
Okay.
Effective immediately. So.
Okay.
And it's, I'm sure it's paused indefinitely.
Right. Well, they, you know, they had already been in the middle of the season. They got like about 50 games that they played in the season already. So they're getting ready to go into the playoffs now. So that's what they're shutting down. They're shutting down the playoffs for the NHL. Okay.
Yep.
So what else? The NCAA tournament, that's been postponed.
The NCAA has canceled, they canceled the 2020 Division I men's and women's basketball tournaments. They've been canceled, along with all other winter season championship events.
Okay. All right. So all of the sports, basketball, hockey, baseball, and XFL football has all been postponed. They've been shut down for a limited time. Hopefully it won't be the end of the season. They won't cut all the sports off until next year. Hopefully we'll have some more sports as soon as the weather gets better and as soon as the virus is gone. As they say that once it gets hot, the virus will fade away. It'll stop attacking people because they can't survive in the hot weather. So hopefully that's true. We'll see what happens. Let me ask you, DJ.
I can keep going if you want. There's more. The PGA Tour was canceled. The 2020 Masters has also been postponed. College football, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State have canceled their spring football games. Like you said, the XFL was suspended play as of last Thursday. Major League Soccer is suspending play for 30 days. And all of their all of the other leagues, Champions League, Premier League, and Europa League, have all suspended their games. The Kentucky Derby is scheduled on May 2nd, but they're thinking about postponing that or canceling that too. That has not been canceled yet. This thing is affecting all sports. It's affecting all sports. It's not just the NBA and the, you know, Major League Baseball and XFL. It's everything. And it's not just sports. A lot of businesses are closing. Where I live, they're very close to issuing what they call it, but people have to stay in their houses. like a citywide quarantine where everyone has to stay in their houses. And I know coronavirus is alive and well in Las Vegas too. So it's serious.
Is it raining in Oakland right now? Do you have raining in Oakland?
It rained yesterday. It's not raining at the moment. The sun's out. It's cold, but it's not raining.
Yeah, because it was raining in L.A. Last couple of days, but it's raining off and on today. So, yeah, I was talking to DJ Big Nasty about that, and he was saying that he had to take some precautions because he was getting water in the house. So he was like trying to do some stuff. I told him how to take some precautions, and he's going to try one or two of the ideas I gave him. So he'll see if that's going to stop the water from coming in the house. So that's what's up in L.A. So it's not raining in Las Vegas, not yet. It's been sprinkling a little bit, but it hasn't been sprinkling. It hasn't been raining with a full rain shower. We haven't had full rain in the north or the west part of Vegas. It's been in the south end of Vegas. Down by UNLV College, yeah, the rain has been raining down there. So, you know, I'm outside in my patio to do the today's radio show. So, I got a big jacket on. I'm warm and I'm comfortable, but there's no rain in sight. So, I can look up and I can see clouds in the sky, but it's no rain in the forecast. So that's a good thing. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, if you don't have any more about the sports or about any other situations that is people are being locked down, let's go to a commercial break. And play some comedy spots. Let's get people laughing a little bit. And then play some music. and play some commercials. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Thank you. not myself. You remind me of love. I've got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings.
Ooh, that happy feeling.
I'll spread them.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her. And we became good friends. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps. And from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. And that's in Gardena, California. So go on the internet and pull up Sarah High School, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser. So donate to the golf tournament. Donate some money to their fundraiser because they can really appreciate it. I went to Sarah. My brother, Big Nasty, went to Sarah. And we're in favor of Sarah doing all they can do to help the students at the school be able to stay in school. So the fundraiser is in the month of April. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School and look up the fundraiser that they have scheduled for the month of April so that you can participate. At least donate some money to the fundraiser.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Los Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? I'm telling you, it's the best radio show on the planet. So we have all kind of entertainment. We have sports. We did music. And we had comedy. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of interesting activities on the radio. So I want you to continue to listen and tell all your family and your friends, tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to the show on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock. I'm on the air, and I'm in the air chair doing what I do, bringing the show directly to you. That's how I do it, okay. Well, I want to play a song now. So, DJ Papa D, I want to play one of my songs about when we did the fundraiser at the Playboy Club. Yes, people, I think you like this song. It's called I Am G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Woo! And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates, and I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, OG money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. About no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money, the best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not. OG Money. OG Money. OG Money. Come on now. OG Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. OG Money. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. Pimp now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds, a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. If I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. OG Money. OG Money, come on now. OG Money, the pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. OG Money, the pimp coming. I sound good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds a man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G-Money. Because I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
This is G-Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G-Money gear to support G-Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoters, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know, pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we're talking about. I hope you've enjoyed today's show because it's really been exciting. We've had some great comedy shorts and we played some excellent music on the show. So now we're just going to play one more song. It was my first song when I got in the music business. And it's called G Money the Pimp. And I'll let you hear it. DJ Papa D, play the song, play the clip, and then play the song. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
G Money's a pimp. God's clan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice. And everything nice, that's what this pimp is made of. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, Now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
Yeah.
yourself. Big booty girls, big booty girls, big booty girls, watch yourself. Gee, money's a pimp. That's my claim to fame. DJ Big Nasty and DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. We had some exciting times on the radio. It's been a party on the radio. We played two of my favorite songs. You can find them on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com, and they are on sale for just $1 each. You can buy all of my songs for $1 each song. And then you can buy my comedy album for just $9. That's an hour and 20 minutes of stories and entertainment that you can share with your whole family. And they're only available for $9. Go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com and pick up a few albums and pick up the album. And the album is 12 songs. So you can pick the album up and listen to the songs, and that'll keep your day bumping all day. And you can share the music with your friends on social media, and then you guys can all sit back and enjoy the music that I put together. So go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com and pick up a few of the comedy albums and then pick up some of the songs for just $1 each. So I want to say the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the chair because I got to go somewhere. So I'm out of here. I want to say thank you to DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, for putting all of the music together and to give us the report about the news, the sports. They shut down all the sports. So I don't know what we're going to do on Thursday's sports report, but we'll figure something. Anyway, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I'll see you later. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.